Now, live from Studio 550, this is The McGraw Show on KTRS.
Paul Harris filling in for McGraw. Thank you very much for listening. So, Rick Perry, the governor of Texas, entered the presidential race over the weekend, stealing some of the thunder away from Michelle Bachmann in Iowa. And on Monday, he capped off his first full day of campaigning by taking questions from the audience. And somebody asked him about the Federal Reserve. And he suggested that if the Federal Reserve prints more money between now and the election, that would be akin to an act of treason. An act of treason. Interesting choice of words from a guy who once wanted to secede from the United States. Wanted Texas to leave the United States. I believe secession counts as treason, not printing money. And he also said about Ben Bernanke, the chairman of the Federal Reserve, if this guy prints more money between now and the election, well, I don't know what y'all would do to him in Iowa, but we'd treat him pretty ugly down in Texas. Oh, that's good. Threatening the man with violence if he were to come to the state of Texas. President Obama was asked by CNN about this yesterday, and he said, well, you know, it takes a new presidential candidate like Rick Perry time to realize that you've got to be a little more careful about what you say. And then he said, and I'm quoting the president, but I'll cut him some slack. He's only been at it for a few days now. You could hear Democrats all across the country saying, why don't you go on the attack here? Why don't you ever sharpen the knives and take them out? Why aren't you going after this guy? If he is one of the frontier contenders for the GOP now, why doesn't the Democratic candidate, President Barack Obama, go after him more? And why doesn't he go after him more on some of Perry's claims about job creation? Here to talk about all this with me is Rick Newman, who is the chief business correspondent for U.S. News. Good morning, Rick. How are you?
Morning, Paul. I'm just fine.
Good. So you wrote a piece on the U.S. News website about Rick Perry and Texas and jobs. Specifically, you say that his claims that we created a lot of jobs in Texas really need somebody to say what kind of jobs, right?
I think so. I mean, you do have to acknowledge that Texas is one of the few states with any job creation at all since the recession started at the end of 2007. And businesses do seem to enjoy the fairly lax climate down there. But there are a few ironies here. One of them is I dug into the numbers and figured out, well, where have the jobs come from in Texas over the last 3 years? And surprise, almost all of the new job creation down there is from government, not from private industry. Private industry has actually shed a small number of jobs. But government, that, including state, local, and the federal government, have added about 115,000 jobs in Texas over the last year. Now, Perry obviously wants to appeal to conservative Republicans and Tea Partiers as a small government governor, but his record doesn't really support that.
Yeah, small government. We don't like the stimulus. We don't like government being out there creating jobs. That's what the private sector's for. Let the market rule. The free market is all important to us. Government shouldn't play any role in this. And Perry even said that when he went to Washington, he hoped that when he was done there, people would say that Washington is even more relevant in their lives, and it hadn't done much because he wants government out of everybody's lives. But if that were the case, we wouldn't have all these jobs that were created under his gubernatorial reign in Texas.
Yeah, that's right. He's a particular beneficiary of federal spending. There are several large Army bases in Texas, including Fort Hood. They have benefited from, I think, some consolidation in the military and an increase in federal spending over the last 10 years, especially on the military after 9/11. NASA is there in Texas, and Perry also accepted, $6.4 billion in stimulus money. That helped keep a lot of teachers employed and some people in the healthcare industry who probably work in the Medicaid program and things like that. That, by the way, that's exactly what the stimulus plan was supposed to do. There's absolutely nothing wrong with Perry doing that or with Texas doing that. I think the problem is that he's now in a trap that he has somewhat created for himself as he tries to look at like a small government Republican.
You're saying that he took the federal government money, did good with it, but then turned around and with the other part of his mouth said, the federal government's bad and shouldn't be spending stimulus money.
I think so, yeah. Now, I don't think that – I'm not sure that voters are going to care because I'm not sure that that they'll dig into that level of detail. And, he, you know, he's now sort of turning to soundbite territory, especially with what he said about the Federal Reserve, as you pointed out just a moment ago. I mean, he's saying what he – it's almost like he's reading from the script on some of these things, and he's basically saying, well, I know what the Tea Partiers and the conservative Republicans want to hear, so that's what I'm going to say. So I think the question at this point is, how much do all the people whose support he's seeking really dig into his record and figure out, is it has he supported these positions on his record over the last 10 years in Texas?
Well, I can guarantee you that if Rick Perry is the Republican nominee, the Democrats, and particularly David Axelrod, is very good at opposition research, will take all this stuff that he doesn't have to dig very far for. Frankly, all he has to do is pick up your column and take a look at it, and all the information is out there. That plus the fact that Texas has the lowest percentage of people with health insurance in the country and the highest percentage of people with low minimum wage jobs in the country and all the rest. But I want to go back to the jobs for a second, because when you talk about the fact that the public sector, the government jobs, is where all of the growth has been there, what about in that state's biggest business, which is oil?
That has definitely helped Texas over the last several years. And it's worth pointing out that while the private sector has lost a few jobs in Texas, in almost every industry, it has performed better than the national economy. So while the private sector has lost a few jobs in Texas, it's not down by nearly as much as it is nationwide. But the oil and gas industry, when I looked into this, I was kind of surprised because we sort of think that is a dominant industry down in Texas. And it definitely used to be, but when there was a huge energy bust in the 1980s, it devastated Texas and some nearby states. And they've really diversified. So the oil and gas industry accounts for about 10% of the Texas economy. But they have benefited from rising oil and gas prices. So when oil prices go up, that is good for the Texas economy. That increases employment in Texas. It increases their economic output. Texas cannot make that happen, but they're a big beneficiary when it does happen, and that has been happening, obviously. So another irony, if you will, is that Texas benefits. What's good for Texas is bad for America's drivers, because obviously high oil prices have pushed gas above $3 a gallon, and that's a hardship for a lot of people.
Very interesting. Rick, as always, a pleasure. Thanks for your expertise.
Thanks, Paul.
Rick Newman, Chief Business Correspondent for U.S. News, here with Paul Harris on the Big 550 KTRS.